The Thuringian Kingdom. By the time the Huns began their march on Europe in 375, the period of the Great Migration had already begun. During its course, individual tribes joined together to form larger tribal groups, like the Franks, the Alemanni, the Saxons, and the Thuringians. It may have been the Hermunduri who gave the Thuringians their name. Hermunduri became Thuringi, and eventually Thuringians. The definition given by linguists to the name Thuringians is the strong ones.
Towards the end of the 5th century, regular tribal kingdoms developed when the large tribal groups started to consolidate. In the west, there was the realm of the Franks. In Italy, the Ostrogoths, and between the Harz region and the Thuringian forest was the Thuringian kingdom. It was not long before the Thuringians expanded their realm. It extended as far north as the Elbe, in the south up to the Danube, encompassing Brandenburg in the east, and reaching as far as the Rhine Delta in the northwest.
You can see a family tree of the Thuringian royal dynasty in the showcase here. The first Thuringian king we know by name was Bizinus. He was succeeded by his third son, Herminafried, who in 510 allied himself with Amalaberga, the niece of Theoderich the Great, the king of the Ostrogoths. Having grown up in Italy, she was a Christian, an adherent of the Arian doctrine that held that Jesus and God were not one and the same.
It was in the arts and crafts, too, that connections to Italy were evident. For instance, the typical five-headed fibula and small eagle fibula with multicoloured cell glazing. In addition, symbols of the Arian Christian doctrine were now imported. The front of the buckle helmet found at Stürzen displayed a Latin cross beneath whose sidebars were an alpha and an omega. The helmet was possibly the possession of a brother of the Thuringian king, Herminafried. The cultural and political focal points of his kingdom were presumably Stürzen, Weimar, Erfurt, and Mühlhausen. Unfortunately, we know nothing of the location of the Thuringian royal courts.
In the showcase on the right, you can also see works from Lombard and Frankish workshops, as well as the typical Thuringian pliers and bird's head fibula with notched ornamentation.